again, for those of you that like pictures, you probably won't like pictures once you've seen this develop. What we're trying to do is interfere with prostaglandin production, which, if we can do that using a COX-2 inhibitor, then we have an instant blockade of an anti-apoptotic pathway, we have an instant blockade of an angiogenic pathway, we have an indirect effect on some of the growth factor receptor pathways that you'll be familiar with, because prostaglandin influences the production of these ligands and the interaction of the ligands with the receptor. And then finally, as I've said here, prostaglandin affects aromatase, and therefore potentially you've got a double whammy of downregulating aromatase and then coming in with your aromatase inhibitor and blocking any remaining aromatase that's produced. And of course, one of the potential mechanisms of resistance to aromatase is upregulation of aromatase production. So all sorts of interesting possibilities there. So you can call it a VEGF loop, a HER2 loop, and a hormone loop. Now, this looks a little bit, I'm told, like one of Miss Francis's surgical operation notes, but since we never get any notes in our clinic, I haven't been able to independently confirm that.